4. The lanes have reopened there. Crash in the South Bay, South 880 at Stevens Creek Boulevard. A spin out there reported on the shoulder. And East 580 at Lakeshore Avenue. Another accident reported. Everything there on the side of the roadway. KGO Traffic brought to you by Motorola, the official wireless sponsor of the NFL. Go to Radio Shack in the Mountain View San Antonio Shopping Center this Monday, November 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. to meet Roger Craig, former San Francisco 49er, located at 53 Showers Road, Suite 2, Mountain View, California. KGO weather forecast, clouds forming overnight, leading us to a partly cloudy Thanksgiving, a chance of rain in the holiday forecast, highs expected in the 50s and 60s. Right now, 42 in Napa, 46 in San Jose, San Francisco, 51. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News.
Well, good morning, I'm Ray Tyler Farrell, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there, all over the United States of America, and indeed around the world, on the internet. Good, happy day to you. It's our Turkey Day here in the United States, but you're certainly welcome to tune in on the celebratory atmosphere of Thanksgiving. We find some reason to be thankful, and on this morning, as a rule, here on KGO, coming live from the ABC Broadcast Center in downtown San Francisco, as a rule, we have news talk, and that's what our big shtick is here on KGO. And of course, for those of you who've listened to me, you know that I conduct my news talk programs in a completely unbiased way. And that's what we do here on KGO. As a rule, that's what we do. However, on this Thursday morning, the 25th day of November 2004, I thought that it would be a great time for us to have poetry night. We haven't had one of those in quite some time. And I'm always pleased when I come in and it's poetry night because there's so many of you who have such great poems. And these are poems that you've written yourself, or poems that others have written that you have enjoyed, and people call up all morning long for up until 5 in the morning. That's a very fast 4 hours of poetry. And I'm glad that I started this over 20 years ago here on the early show on KGO. And frankly, I simply call for a poetry night. Or some of you, if you haven't heard one in a month or two or three, then you call up and say, Ray, we need a poetry night. And this time, it's my idea. This is a great time after all that we've been through and all that we're going through to hear from our bards and bardesses. Yes, indeed. And so those of you who haven't heard poetry night before, don't touch your dial. I assure you that there are so many wonderful people who know how to use the language in its finest form. That's what I believe poetry is. You'll get a kick out of it. You'll be inspired by it. You will have a wonderful time. Poetry night. Somebody might ask, as they usually do, what got you started on poetry night? Well, it was a cab driver here in San Francisco. And the cab would pick me up and bring me to the studio. And I would see a number of different cab drivers and who over the years have become very, very good friends and great listeners and participants in what we do here. What I do, at any rate, on KGO. One cab driver said that, well, the other night you were talking about poetry. And I remember when you were president of San Francisco's Arts Commission. And you had poetry workshops, and you had this, that, and the other. And he says, you know, I'm a poet. And I said, really? He said, yeah. You ever thought of doing poetry over the air? And I said, no, hadn't thought about it. And but I said, now that you've mentioned it, let me try it out. And so whoever that poet is, whoever the cab driver is or was, he may or may not be driving cabs today. But he's the one who started it. At least he mentioned it to me. And ever since, we have three or four poetry nights a year, I would say. As a result of it, my goodness, a lot has been written about the poetry nights that we have here on KGO, mainly because we are a major, well, the major, the most listened to AM station, any station actually, but we are an AM station. We are owned and operated by ABC. We're with the big company. And it represents the only time that a major commercial station devotes an entire program to poetry in the United States of America. And I feel very, very good about it. My goodness. Yeah, it's wonderful. So what you do is, I know a lot of you already know, in fact, lines are blinking now, your favorite poem, perhaps it's a new one that you wrote, on any of subject matter, actually. It can be purely celebrating the art of living, what's going on in the world. It can be political. It can be romantic. It can be whatever. Why, simply get your poems together, and together we will enjoy a wonderful poetry festival right here, right now. So, and I always say, don't touch that dial. I say that really humorously, frankly, because Poetry Night's one of the most popular nights that any radio station has, and so I'm very proud of it. So let me get with your with all the bards and bardesses. And you do all of this by calling. The telephone number is 8080810. That's 8080810. And you, of course, since we've been on the computer the last few years, a bit on the internet, why, if you have a poem that you'd like to share with us, I will read it, read a number of them right off of the internet here. So, and that is raytal.com or kgo.com. So, happy to hear from you. And we will begin with our first poems here in just a moment. And Cajun News Talk time in San Francisco is 1:18. Okay, poetry night here on KGO. I do have a line open on the board if you'd like to grab it with your poem at 8080810. Okay, let's go to Walt in Richmond. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good evening, Ray. Hi, my name is Walt Jackson. I'm calling from Richmond. And I wrote a very large series of poems, but I'm going to limit it down to four short stanzas. It's entitled Black Sisters Speak. And the reason of this title is because I think black women have very beautiful feet. But I started to write this as an erotic piece, but then I started thinking more introspectively, so I will take probably less than a minute, and here is my poem entitled Black Sisters Feet. Black Sisters Feet. Still looking strong and sexy as the day you first dipped and stirred them in a water puddle. Sitting in the same park place, but with an introspective look emanating from your lovely face. Remembering how his wet feet once touched yours and how nice the gray day was to cuddle. Black sister's feet. Nakedly running amidst the burning embers that swirl on the ground like swarms of fireflies, which sting and singe your feet on a street jammed with traumatized folks sitting in stalled cars. Fleeing firestorms engulfing the hills of Oakland, shrouded in smoke that fills late magenta skies. Black sister's feet, sinking in the soft grains of sand as you stroll along the dunes on a misty blue-gray day, breathing the ocean air tinged with the scent of eucalyptus trees blowing in the marine breeze. Seagulls squall and foghorns bellow as you survey the mellow beauty of San Francisco Bay. And my last one, black sister's feet, wide as the Mississippi River, whose tributaries branch like the veins under your melanin skin, that meander down the delta of your arches heading toward the mouth that kisses the Gulf. At the end of my river journey, I reflect on the things I've seen and the places I've never been.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Yeah, very, very nicely done. Thank you very, very much. Well, that's the beginning of Poetry Night for this Thanksgiving of 2004. And there's a line open on the board at 8080810. We'll get to Joni, Carol, Judy, Dave, Tom, Zach, and many others in a moment. and Poetry Night here on KGO on this Thanksgiving morning. Line open on the board at 808-0810. Let's go to Joni in Washington. You're on KGO at Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, same to you.
Thank you. I have two poems, one my husband wrote and one I wrote. I'll read my husband's first.
Mm-hmm.
Called Collateral Damage. Little girl, 3 years old, your grandpa was proud of you. He loved you. I saw the happiness in his eyes. You stood there in your thin white dress, beautiful, a vital human being, loved, cared for. Sorry you were crushed under the rubble of your home. You see, our president thought your government had weapons of mass destruction or something. I don't know. Something like that, I guess. That's Joe's.
Yes.
And this is mine. It's, I don't know if you call it romantic, but it's a poem to my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I be without my husband who brings me tea? Just knowing he is in the other room, much less the world, is enough for me. I can dream. I can smile inside through him. I live because of him. A field of dandelions seeding in the moonlight cannot surpass the beauty of his gentle soul. Awakened by the tender caress of his touch on my face, God, he is my mate for life, isn't he? Both of us mentally ill and needing always to curl up on the couch together. No freewheeling rock star legend could whisk me away in his limousine, taking me from my husband's kind heart. I spilled a whole cup of tea on his white shirt and jeans, and he showed me no wrath.
Very, very good, and thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Really, it's really good to hear from you. And let's go to Carol in Oakland. You're on KGO Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning. Ray, I just wrote a couple of limericks. They're kind of silly, but they're politically based.
Yes.
The first one is called The Military Industrial Complex Blues.
Whoa.
Okay, here goes. I'm singing the Halliburton blues. Defense contractors demanding their dues. While Cheney bellows F.U., the debt turns a redder hue. Oh, God, please send me some good booze.
Right. Yeah, they don't make Ripple anymore, do they?
I need some.
Yeah, I see.
And then this next one is kind of like the con artist. The cowboy from Crawford has been hiding the fact he fits side saddle while riding, as Rogue keeps reinventing him. America's future is looking grim. As for me, I am all for seceding.
My goodness.
That's it?
Yeah, I see. Well, you're not Mrs. Longfellow. You're more like Sister Shortfellow. Listen, thank you very much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, same to you, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Boy, what can I say? No, I love Poetry Night. And there are a lot of folk who are chomping at the bit here to express themselves in this wonderful form of the language. There is no more beautiful form of our language than when it is used in poetry, and just to think that there's so many people who, when they need a celebratory essay or comments to be made, people almost always resort to poetry, and why it isn't used more by all of us is a question to be asked, and perhaps in the future, as we gain more civility, we will be able to express ourselves in a much better way than we do these days. Boy, that's for sure. At any rate, there's a line open on the board. You can grab it at 808-0810, and I'll continue with Poetry Night here on KGO in just a moment. But first, let's go to Kim McAllister with an update on the news.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It is an update from KGO Radio. U.S. Marines and Iraqi troops working in Fallujah have reportedly come across a huge find, a giant weapons cache found. Authorities call it large enough to have mounted an insurgency across the country. A fifth-grade teacher here in the San Francisco Bay Area has been told he can't share any documents with his students that refer to God, including the Declaration of Independence. Stephen Williams was told of this restriction by Stevens Creek Elementary School's principal. Williams, who is Christian, is suing the school now because he believes he's been singled out for his beliefs. Williams has been required to submit all lesson plans to the principal for approval, including any supplements he'll distribute to students. Scott Peterson's defense attorney appealed to the California Supreme Court yesterday for a new venue and a new jury for the penalty phase of his client's double murder trial. Mark Garagus filed the motion yesterday after being turned down by a state appeals court Tuesday. Now, the penalty phase of Peterson's trial is scheduled to begin next week. Let's move to the roadways now and have a look at your traffic. Busy roadways tonight. South 101 connector to eastbound 12 in Santa Rosa. A vehicle overturned. It is in the median now. South 880 at Stevens Creek Boulevard. An earlier spin out. It looks like the Stevens Creek on-ramp to South 880 is still closed as tow trucks work to get that towed away. Again, that is the Stevens Creek on-ramp to South 880 closed. Southbound Highway 29 in Napa at the Butler Bridge, an accident reported. The crews are on the way. And a broken down car, this one, North 85 at Saratoga Avenue. It is being moved to the side of the roadway. KGO traffic brought to you by Lohmann's. Shop Lohmann's Thanksgiving sale and find extra savings off already low designer discount prices this weekend at Lohmann's newest store in Milpitas or downtown on Sutter Street. KGO weather forecast, some clouds forming during the early morning and then leading us to partly cloudy skies for your holiday daytime, highs in the 50s and 60s. National Weather Service putting a slight chance of rain into your Thanksgiving Day forecast. Right now, foggy, 39 degrees in Napa, 47 in San Jose, Livermore, 40, San Francisco, 52. Kim McAllister, KGO Radio News. Thank you.
And Cajun News Talk time here in San Francisco is 1:36 in the morning on Thanksgiving. This is pretty much the beginning of the holiday season. It starts now with Thanksgiving, and most people have a long weekend, and then, of course, the holiday season really kicks in, and then we get to the celebrations of all of the holiday music, holiday parties, and the like, going right on into New Year's, and by Jove, we start the new year off and try again. So on this morning, Poetry Night here on KGO, if you have a poem that you would like to share with us, a poem that you've written or one that you have enjoyed, that someone else has written, you're certainly invited to call at 808-0810. Judy in Oregon, you're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
When my son was a 10-year-old rugrat, his assignment in school was to write a poem. Here's what he wrote. Roses are red, violets are black. Go to hell and don't come back. Imagine his teachers were in a real huff about that one, but his object was to get suspended from school.
Yeah, I see. did it work?
Didn't work.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, they were going to suspend him, all right. I said, my God, the kid's smarter than you are. What the hell's wrong with you?
Well, and
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to hear from you. And let's go to Dave in Pinole. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dr. Ray. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Happy Thanksgiving, and happy Thanksgiving to all your listeners.
Well, same to you.
Yeah, I wanted to share a poem that has stuck with me for some 40-some-odd years. Back in the early 60s, I had a poetry writing class at San Diego State, down in San Diego, and I found this poem on a spiral notepad that was left on the grass, and I've never found it attributed to anyone, so I just have to basically say it's anonymous, and it's called Among the Gods.
Mm-hmm.
Within the grated dungeon of the eye, the old gods, shaggy with gray lichen, sit like fragments of the antique masonry of heaven, a patient thunder in their stare. Huge blocks of language, all my quarried love they justify, and not in random poems, but shapes of things interior to time, hewn out of chaos when the pure was plain. Sister, my bride, who were both cloud and bird, when Zeus rained down in a shower of sexual gold, listen, we make a world. I hear the sound of matter pouring through eternal forms. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Well, thank you very, very much. And let's go to Zach in San Jose. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Yes.
This poem is about jilted lovers. There are two parts. The first part is the male talking, and the second part is the female talking. It's a bit longer, so it starts. The other night I had a wet dream. I licked your body covered with whipped cream. Down your cheeks, tears did stream. As usual, you gave a loud scream. You were on the couch and I lay beside, my hands on your hips, my manhood inside. You opened your mouth wide, you had nothing to hide. You are always in my mind, putting everything aside. To me, all was well, and time was just passing. Heaven knows why you slept with my cousin. I was okay with the flirting and the teasing. Now there's no remedy but just cursing. Remember the day I went to the beach alone. Without a delay, you came along. My feelings for you were very strong. To you, I have done nothing wrong. Your feelings towards our relationship were never clear. You always told me what my ears wanted to hear. For you to break my heart was my greatest fear. Even though I was deeply hurt, I had no single tear. For your actions, you are responsible. To forgive or forget, it will not be possible. I'm now looking for someone reliable, a demand that I think is quite reasonable. There's no need to cry. I gave you the chance to try. You could get another chance if pigs could fly. My feelings evaporated like the clouds in the sky. My love for you was once a big flame. That's why your picture is in a giant frame. There's nothing within me that you can claim. You only have yourself to blame. Where there's love, there's no dirty game. All women may not be the same. All excuses you gave were lame. That's why you take the walk of shame. Strangely enough, I was about to pop the question. Recall the night at the railway station. I was not expecting any hesitation, and certainly not this devastation. It's obvious to me that you did not care. You admitted what you did was not fair, but still with you I have nothing to share. All I can say is love us beware. You tell me that to have a child you are not ready, even though our relationship was very steady. Perhaps I was wrong to assume you were a mature lady. Why terminate the baby for it is alive and well already? It seems that everything I did for you was no use. All I got from you was chronic abuse. When it comes to infidelity, there's no excuse. If there was temptation, you could always refuse. Now you have no option but to pay your bills. But you had the option to take the pills. You are talking about abortion that kills. For me, that will be a grudge that never heals. Cheating and aborting are issues that are emotive. Many despise them while others are supportive. I, for one, don't give a damn whatever the motive. In this circumstance, I cannot be positive. I had great expectations like Charles Dickens. Perhaps I was too early to count my chickens. What you did to me really sickens. First was chastity, then sanctity of life as the plot thickens. You are just a trash or so is what I think. No love is written on indelible ink. I care less if you never sleep a wink. Goodbye, you are the weakest link. Second part.
Okay, well, thank you very much. And Poetry Night here. If you have a poem that you'd like to share with us, you're certainly invited to call up and express yourself at 808-0810. And Poetry Night here on KGO, Ray Taliaferro, here on this side of the microphone, and of course, on the other side are bards and bardesses with poems of whatever theme you choose, and just call up on 8080810 or email in from at KGO.com or Raytal.com. Diana writes, there once was a fraud in the presidency who took up the White House in residency, but the citizens got wise and saw to his demise by removing his butt without hesitancy. Yes, indeed. What can I say? So let me continue with your calls and go to Cliff in Berkeley. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
I would like to read a poem written in the year 1925 by the California poet Robert Jeffers. It's entitled Shine, Perishing Republic. While this America settled in the mold of its vulgarity, heavily thickening to empire, and protest only a bubble in the molten mass pops and sighs out, and the mass hardens. I, sadly smiling, remember that the flower fades to make fruit. The fruit rots to make earth. Out of the mother and through the spring exultancies, ripeness and decadence and home to the mother. You making haste, haste on decay, not blameworthy. Life is good, be it stubbornly long or suddenly a mortal splendor. Meteors are not needed less than mountains. Shine, perishing republic. But for my children, I would have them keep their distance from the thickening center. Corruption never has been compulsory. When the cities lie at the monster's feet, there are left the mountains. And boys, be in nothing so moderate as in love of man. A clever servant, insufferable master. There is the trap that catches noblest spirits, that caught, they say, God when he walks on earth.
My goodness, thank you very much. And I will continue with your poetry in a moment at 8080810. Ray Taliaferro here on KGO, and let me continue with your poems. I do have a line open on the board at 808-0810. Zeke, you're on KGO. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Ray.
Yes.
Well, we had the pleasure of talking a few months ago on that gay activist dude.
Yes.
And my poem is called Threnody. It's a Greek word that means the same as a dirge, only isn't necessarily to someone who died for a great heroic act.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes. Please, God, don't let Christmas come without my Randolph Taylor. My quest is still a painful one, adrift at sea, a lonesome sailor. I can't believe that he is dead, his soul bound to the quilt. Oh, can't this be another man, same name in golden gilt? How many years I've walked this path of love's devotion on the cross, only to echo the devil's laugh. You lost, you lost, you lost. I pray, I guess, for miracles, each breath a sacred wish, my heart a candle in the dark, or in the deep blue ocean a single golden fish. Please help me stop the dying, was Randolph's tender plea, scrawled across a letter, the first he sent to me. But now my sadness falls like rain, and drowns my joy like a broken toy. I cannot bear this pain. I cannot bear not knowing how you, dear Randolph, are, my heart forever glowing, whether near or far, for a man who gave me everything and set my course to a star. Without you, my dear Randolph, I have no way to steer. The waves are crashing against the prow. The clouds are tumbling near. I yearn for you, my chipmunk, my little piece of heaven. If my soul were a loaf of bread, your kiss would be the leaven. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's good to hear from you. And let's go to Richard in Oregon. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Oh, thank you, Ray, for this forum.
Mm-hmm.
The name of this poem is The Other Place, and it's by R.L. Marschchild. And the prophet says, come into the realm of the blessed. And the lost answer, we will come, tell us where it is. And the prophet says, must it be in some other place? And the lost answer, it can't be here. Look at our lot, it's a disgrace. And the prophet says, it is hell, your creation, and what you crave. And the lost answer, it is only for now, until we go to the grave. And the prophet says, then you cannot come into the realm of the blessed. And the lost answer, we could, if you would just tell us where it is.
There you be. And hopefully the new year will bring you good directions. Let's go to Matt. You're on KGO with Ray Taliaferro. Good morning.
Hello there.
Yes.
Okay. This is a poem I wrote while in Seattle a couple years ago. It's titled Emerald City. Here I am stalling, buying myself time, bound for a reason I can't find. Where is that sweet song, that distant melody? It seems the Emerald City has stopped calling me. Here on this island, there's a road to sin. That siren she's singing, why won't her sweet song end? I must be strong, my will mustn't fade. All I've lost will come back my way. Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you, Seattle. Seattle's a very lovely place. I've been up there a lot, and particularly the San Juan Islands and Friday Harbor, especially. So it's a talk about an emerald city sitting over there. Very fitting. Now let's go to Aline in Santa Cruz. You're on KGO. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ray.
Yes.
Real men push strollers. A real man weeps with joy, cries with wonder, loss, emotional pain. A real man is one of compassion, empathy, sympathy, willingness to be simply human within merging worlds of nature, invention, technology. His ability to share love and loss with women, to not overpower, conform to cultural dictates. A real man cooks breakfast on Sunday for his family, prepares supper for his kids, makes dinner for his wife's mate, bathes his child with loving, gentle strokes. A real man freely dances to let his spirit be spontaneous, lighthearted, open, tender, with words, laughter, concern, to actively listen without judgment, prejudging, with presuming to be, being holier than thou. A real man observes, does not fear his reality, remembering in all with respect, admiration, honoring femaleness, feminine traits, softness with firmness, her differences, uniqueness, shapes, sizes, bodies, full of orgasmic energy, to behold her female strength, her human vulnerability, to protect without condescension, revilement, revulsion, underneath a supposed love. A real man waters a garden gently. A real man changes diapers joyfully. A real man will tuck in, kiss on cheek, kiss her forehead, scratch her back, soft, gentle, kind, slowly as she is nestled in her nest of bedding, melting into little girl slumber. A real man will not, within legalese, take advantage of his little princess, who poses no emotional threat. A real man has no feeling of being overpowered by his mate, who subconsciously reminds him of his own mother, massive, huge femaleness, female body with enormous eyes, to devour him within love or shame, love or humiliation, how he fears yet yearns to be devoured by her massive bosom. And every time he orgasms, he is so captured by his mate with her eternal mother vagina. A real man sings taking a shower while he thinks of his sister learning to become a firewoman, a protector of society. A real man, freely with warmth, no social fear, can massage another man's shoulders, neck, scalp, in turn be not fearful of another man's hands.
And I will have to put you on hold as we go to the news from KGO in San Francisco.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Good news if you waited to travel. The weather is expected to be better today. Rain along the eastern seaboard and snow in the Midwest caused major flight delays yesterday. It wasn't all bad. Just ask these passengers arriving in San Francisco.
It was great. I mean, the flight was a little bumpy from Denver because of the weather, but it was nice overall.
It was good. It was good. The people were pretty friendly. The flight attendants were not that friendly.
It was very fun. We had good weather. We just had to stop on the runway because there was 4 planes ahead of us.
And snow caused a Northwest Airlines jet to slide off the runway in Lansing, Michigan. No one on board was injured. American troops in Iraq will be treated to hot turkey and gravy today, but the danger remains and there won't be a day off. Proof of just how dangerous it is? Look no further than Fallujah. ABC's Martha Raddatz obtained a copy of the military's report on the offensive and the weapons recovered.
653 improvised explosive devices, or IEDs, were found and detonated in Fallujah. 11 IED factories were uncovered, with cell phones as detonators and handheld radios and receivers. There was a weapons cache found on one of every 5 blocks. And in 60 of the city's 100 mosques, the Marines found weapons or fighters inside.
The European Union calling for an investigation into the Ukrainian presidential election. There have been reports of fraud, and U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell issued this warning.
If the Ukrainian government does not act immediately and responsibly, there will be consequences for our relationship.
The candidate backed by Russian President Vladimir Putin was declared the winner. In Washington State, a recount of votes shows Republican Dino Rossi won the governor's race by just 42 votes. He urged Democrat Christine Gregoire to concede, but her party wants another recount. In New York, last night they blew up balloons for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. New this year, SpongeBob SquarePants. You're listening to ABC News.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it could make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment by up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-45%. 1-800-493-4580 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage, you can't afford not to call. You can see a dramatic drop in your payment, even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-493-4580 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment by up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts now. 800-493-4580. That's 800-493-4580.
A U.S. Forest Service firefighter is facing arson charges in California. Craig Underwood is charged with willfully setting fire to federal lands on three separate occasions. He was arrested this week. The U.S. Court of Appeals responded to Martha Stewart and her former stockbroker's appeals, saying the judgment of conviction should be affirmed. Stewart will be spending Thanksgiving at a prison in West Virginia. What are you thankful for? ABC's Jim Hickey posed the question to people in Arkansas.
Gassing up her car outside Pine Bluff, Arkansas, Janet Penn talks about her moral values in terms of what she is thankful for.
Well, I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful that I have a God I can trust.
In these turbulent times, people often take solace in the security and comforts most often associated with moral values.
Two things: I'm alive, and I've got a good Christian family.
I'm thankful for my health and my family relationship.
For some, the answer is very simple.
Thankful to be alive and well.
Jim Hickey, ABC News, Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
Some people might be spending Thanksgiving on the slopes. They've opened the Snow Valley Ski Resort in Running Springs, California. They got some early snow, but had to add to it.
We made snow nonstop for over 36 hours, and it'll continue every night as conditions permit.
Kevin Soames with Snow Valley says there are some early season obstacles, like a few thin areas, but he says coverage is still good on most of the mountain. This is ABC News.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. Don't wait.
Maybe it's a loved one suddenly slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org. Time lost is brain lost.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Brad Wheelis, ABC News.
And happy Thanksgiving to you. This is KGO Radio News Time, and it is 2:05. I'm Kim McAllister. Here's the latest in the Bay Area and the state. A woman who stopped traffic on the San Mateo Bridge last evening is in police custody this morning. The span was closed down on what is likely the busiest travel night of the year as authorities negotiated with the woman on the Hayward side of the span. Now, she was reportedly armed with a gun and threatening to harm herself. Foster City Police Captain John Fruman says San Mateo and South San Francisco police sent a Be on the Lookout bulletin.
For the woman in the car failed to stop until we got over to Hayward on eastbound 92 near Hesperian. The woman refused to exit the car. They brought out a police negotiator who spoke with the woman for approximately an hour and a half. And around 11:25, the woman was taken into custody.
Captain Fruman says the woman's depression may have been touched off by a drug problem.
I believe there was or is some kind of drug addiction, overcoming a drug addiction.
Woman held officers at bay for more than an hour and a half. Finally, just after 11:30 p.m., she was taken into custody. She suffered minor self-inflicted cuts, but is expected to be okay. A deadly accident on an East Bay freeway serves as a reminder on this busy travel holiday not to stand near your car if it breaks down or becomes stranded in the roadway. At about 11 last night, a station wagon involved in a fender bender on Interstate 80 near Highway 4 was stuck in the left lane. Driver got out, was reportedly rifling around for something in the trunk when an SUV slammed into the back of the car. Now, the person died at the scene. There is word at least one other person suffered injuries. East 80 was closed for about 2 hours at Highway 4 while the Contra Costa County coroner investigated. Scott Peterson's defense attorney has appealed to the California Supreme Court for a new venue and jury for the penalty phase of his client's double murder trial. Mark Garagus filed the motion yesterday after being turned down by a state appeals court Tuesday. The penalty phase of Peterson's trial is scheduled to begin next week. Let's move to the roadways now and have a look at your Bay Area traffic still.